motorways yesterday, you might have seen a large number of motorbikes. Hundreds of bikers protesting against changes to EU regulations for bike modifications, driving en masse along the M3. One of them from Reading, Sean Harris, is here. Hi, Sean.
Hi. Good morning.
Of all the things you could have done with your Sunday, tell us why you're passionate about this.
Basically, because the legislation they're trying to bring through, they have no evidence to back up what they're trying to achieve, which is actually in contravention of the European Union's own charter.
Right. So just put this into context for us, because a lot of us don't know all that much about the issues. What is being threatened that you're worried about?
They're basically proposing to bring in legislation that will prevent you being able to use third-party parts or non-manufacturers' service areas to be able to service your bike, either yourself or small independents, unless they go through type approval with the manufacturer, which is likely to bring extreme costs.
Because if you did that with cars, I mean, people would be outraged in exactly the same way, wouldn't they?
Many of us believe that this is just trying to take a minority group and test out the theory before they take it to a wider audience.
So, and what's the theory behind saying, well, you've got to go basically to the manufacturer or to someone who jumped through as many hoops as the manufacturer?
They're saying it's being done on safety grounds, but there's no evidence and no data to back up the fact that people who've modified their vehicle, the vehicle is any less safe. And we have, you know, our annual MOT tests. Much of the evidence points to the fact that people who maintain and modify their own vehicles actually spend more time, attention and care on ensuring that it's safe.
That's what I would have thought, to be honest. The logic in my brain says, you know, someone who can fix it themselves, who knows enough about it to keep it well maintained, whereas, you know, someone like me who's just going to go to the garage once in a while has no idea what's going on with a car or a bike or anything. Bottom line, then, do you think this is going to happen? Do you think protests like yesterday's will make any difference?
Oh, absolutely. We had a similar protest back in September, which caused the legislation to be delayed and to be modified. And we continue to campaign on that basis. And the original date for this protest was to coincide with the vote on the legislation in early July, which has just been moved till late October.
Was it fun yesterday? I mean, I know it's always about a serious thing, but was it enjoyable?
I have to say, I was somewhere in the middle of the ride with some 700 bikes going up the M3 in the inside lane. And as we went over the rise and fall, all you could see was this long stripe of black and chrome.
Yeah.
As far as you could see in front of you and as far as you could see behind.
There must be some sense of camaraderie in that.
Massively. I mean, meeting up at Rownham's, there was people I'd not seen since Easter at some other event elsewhere. So, yeah, everybody felt...